Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, coming to you from beautiful Ullapool, Scotland. It's in the Northern Highlands. Absolutely glorious and beautiful town here. We're almost done wrapping up what'll be a total of a 10-day tour of Scotland. This is a little gift from my wife, a birthday gift. She's always wanted to come to Scotland. And the joke is, it only took me almost 30 years to keep my promise to her that I would bring her here. So we did. I got it. Thanks to you, all of you, we are here. So it's wonderful to share this with you. All right. But my heart is still there with you guys in the States. And I'm just going to cut to the chase when it comes to Senator John Fetterman. It is obviously only a matter of time before he switches parties. I don't know when. He's not up for re-election until 2028, when we elect JD as number 48. But there is no way Fetterman is going to stay a Democrat. He just committed the ultimate act of political treason against his own party, whether it's involving their doubling down on their fascist, you know, Nazi talk regarding Trump and the Republicans, or their kamikaze mission to shut down the government and hand even more power to President Trump. Fetterman is desperately trying to talk his fellow Democrats off the ledge, but they're not listening. So, as you may have heard, Senate Democrats just blocked a budget resolution that would prevent a government shutdown on, I think it's October 1st, so next week. They seem hell-bent on initiating a government shutdown for whatever reason. But John Fetterman has come out completely against it. But unfortunately, he's standing alone against his entire party, warning them that they're about to make the biggest political mistake of their lives. And he came out and said that if Democrats generally believed that we're on a fast track to autocracy, then why on earth would they surrender a shutdown government to Trump? See, a shutdown government would literally transfer all the power to govern to the executive branch. It would do exactly what the Democrats claim is their greatest fear. And so Fetterman's calling out this insane hypocrisy. Democrats claim Trump is an autocrat, only to turn around and actually surrender to him, literally give him control of the entire government. Now, this is but the latest example of Fetterman standing up to his own party. After the assassination of Charlie Kirk, while tens of thousands of leftists were celebrating his death online, Fetterman did something no other Democrat had the courage to do, and he came out and denounced the whole of the Democrat rhetorical strategy of calling Republicans fascists and Nazis. He came out and said blatantly, no one should ever compare anyone to Hitler, and that's because if you do, then you're going to incite somebody to say, well, then I need to go and take out Hitler. But here's where it gets absolutely devastating. Fetterman just revealed actually a YouGov survey that completely destroys the left's peaceful party narrative stuff. He found 25% of self-identified, very liberal respondents say that political violence is acceptable to promoting their political objectives. Now compare that to just 3% of conservative respondents. Now just think about that. You call yourself, you know, the party of peace, and your other party, the extremist, but you're 8 times more likely to recommend violence to achieve your political ends. And of course, this is backed up by the Rutgers survey that found that 55% of self-identified leftists believed that it was at least somewhat justifiable to assassinate President Trump. I mean, the scholars at Rutgers were stunned by what they called the assassination culture of the left. And Fetterman is clearly freaked out by those results as well. He's long recognized that the more woke his party gets, the more they double down on the 20 side of the 80-20 doom loop, they're only going to appeal to the most extreme 20% of the country, alienating their party from the vast majority of voters. And thus, they're going to remain perpetually boxed out of political power. So he's already talking about the government shutdown backfiring on them, both in terms of handing Trump the keys to the whole government, but also voters blaming the Democrats for the shutdown. And he's recognizing as well that the Nazi fascist rhetoric is a dud when it comes to the masses. The vast majority of the country just thinks that's utter nonsense. They simply don't believe that an administration that is on the 80 side of the 80-20 issues is a dictatorship or fascists or Nazis or anything remotely like that. But the problem for Fetterman is that no one in his party is even remotely listening to him. Not Chuck Schumer, not Cory Booker, not Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, no one. None of his Democrat colleagues are giving him the time of day. And in fact, it actually gets worse. If Fetterman doesn't switch parties, he himself may be committing political suicide. Wait until you see this. Thanks so much for listening, gang. If you haven't already, be sure to head on over to turley.pub/news and sign up for our newsletter. That's where I share all the latest updates, behind-the-scenes news, and ways you can stay plugged into this growing movement of faith, family, and freedom. Big things are always in the works, and I want you to be the first to know. Until next time, stay strong, stay hopeful, and God bless. Now, the problem for Fetterman as a Democrat is that his party is going through what historian Chris Bray calls a political party's death rattle. In fact, Bray is merely one of a number of historians and political analysts who are all noticing that the Democrat Party is exemplifying all the signs of a dying political movement. So Bray notes that to turn to radical violence, like what we just saw with Charlie's assassination or the Dallas ICE shootings or the Antifa riots, it almost always represents the death rattle of a political movement that has fundamentally lost the ability to persuade. So this is why the woke left is all about silencing and canceling, right? The cancel culture that we've all been witnessing over the last few years is itself an admission that they've lost the debate. They've lost the capacity to persuade. And so the turn to violence and lethality that we've seen come out of this cancel culture, with violence being the logical end of cancel culture, is the logical turn that follows obvious failure. It's an acknowledgement of political impotence and a last-ditch emergency reflex. If the masses won't voluntarily submit to your political vision, well then you're going to coerce them to do it. And Bray notes here that there is some historical precedent for this from the 1960s and the New Left movement. So after the hippie idealism failed, you know, to change politics the way that idealists had envisioned, radical groups like the Weather Underground emerged who turned to violence and terrorism. So the pattern of the left is clear. Democratic persuasion fails, violence becomes the refuge of the politically impotent. But again, it's all backfired on them. The more violent the left got in the 1960s, the more the country as a whole turned to the right. So you had Nixon win in a landslide in 68, restoring law and order, and then he won in the biggest landslide in American history in 72, with the exception of a little interim period that we had with Carter in 76. The Republicans reigned for the next generation all the way to 92. So what Senator Fetterman has to understand is that that pattern is repeating itself, but without the possibility of interrupting that pattern, a southern centrist like Clinton, or at least somebody who, you know, I mean, it's just so funny with Buttigieg, Kamala. Kamala saying that she was going to pick Pete Buttigieg as her running mate, but he was too gay. You now have Democrats literally coming out saying that they lost because they weren't woke enough. She should have picked Buttigieg. If she picked Buttigieg, a gay running mate, then they would have won. But that means they're blaming their loss on not being woke enough. So the days of the moderate Democrat are over. And that means that the party is in its political death throes. Because the more the party begins to decline, the more they have to rely on their radicals, who are the only ones who are giving their party the time of day. So basically, the more the Democrats double down on the 80-20 doom loop, the more radical they get. And the more radical they get, the more violent they become. And the more violent they become, the more they alienate themselves from the supermajority of the voting population, who then put in the Republicans to rule for the next generation. And so if Fetterman has any chance of running successfully for re-election, he's going to have to do it as a Republican, because the dying, declining Democrats are going to increasingly excommunicate him from his own party. So these latest comments from Fetterman, I think, are the beginning of the end of John Fetterman as a Democrat. He will have no choice but eventually run as a Republican, or in the end, not run at all. God bless you.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.